But we had all this great stuff planned. Like, none of it worked out, of course. But it was just hilarious. So anyways, as we went through the years, kind of things progressed. The website just kind of got better and better as we kept working on it. And then I just started meeting more and more people, you know, through doing these different events. Mm-hmm. We did this three-part series called Gutter Beauty. There's these art shows down in the Stevenson Theater, or Stevenson mm-hmm. Gallery, which is in like this, at the edge of North Oakland, kind of in Lawrenceville. Not Lawrenceville, but right on the corner of Penn Avenue, like around Penn Circle area. So anyways, I started meeting a lot of people.
Thank you.
And people who are interested in, you know, once they started to like the E-Mayhem website, they said, you know, let's, you know, they want websites and stuff. So I kind of just did them, not for money. Most people didn't have money. Just did kind of try to help people out. So I guess fast forward to 99, or 2000 actually, summer of 2000. I was working at IBM, and I just met this guy there who, you know, wanted a website, and I said that I, you know, kind of developed a couple websites. At the time, I think I had done like two or three. So they weren't really all that good, but there's some things that I was trying, you know, to get better at. And so he said that he'd pay me money to develop a website. I was like, wow, imagine that. So I started kind of like, you know, meeting with him after work and, you know, hanging out with him, and he paid me a couple $100 or $1,000. And I did this website, and I kind of just like, I was getting, like, I had been doing little things for like 5 years, but I never really like sat down and seriously considered doing it. And so there was this craziness, and, you know, he'd promised that all these, you know, this additional work would come from, you know, these companies in Saudi Arabia, actually.
By the way, just quickly, do you guys know what E-Mayhem is? What you were talking about? What? Have you ever heard of this?
Well, okay, kind of going back to...
Well, no,
you want to describe it?
I could try, but I don't know. You could certainly do it better. I just needed to drag her into the conversation because she wasn't speaking. Okay. Now I'm going to get in trouble if you guys don't equally talk. Sorry.
An explanation would be helpful. So go. Someone.
A brief rundown. Or you could just go to emayhem.com at your leisure.
What is it, Emayhem? Is it some website thing?
It's, as I was saying before, it spawned from Electric Mayhem, which was the name of the band from The Muppet Show.
Electric Mayhem. That was Animal's band.
Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem. And the concept was, like, we were going to be like the Muppets. We were going to, like, go on adventures and make friends and put on shows and help people out. So that's what we did. And so this website is a place for artists and musicians and anyone to go and make a profile.
It's like the name of your posse.
And what's that?
E-Mayhem is like a posse.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a group. Like, now it's, you know, it's kind of thin. At the time, it used to be like 15 strong.
Oh,
now
it's like pretty.
It's like me.
It's diverse.
And Dave. And like people we just drag in to help us as we go. When we were, for a year straight, we put on a variety show at, do you know, we're in Oakland, where the Beehive Theater was, not anymore. Do you know where McDonald's is in Oakland?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, down at Pitt Campus.
That big castle thing that's like right across.
It says King's something across
King's
the street.
Court.
King's Court.
It's closed now.
It's closed now.
That was a tragedy. God.
It used to be a movie theater.
Oh, so
and then
good.
It was a coffee shop / bar.
It was at the same time. It was at the same time.
Yeah.
And then like upstairs they used to have like bizarre church ceremonies on Sunday mornings.
Really?
Yeah.
This
guy, in the Pollinator?
Not in the Pollinator. That's Sub of Water. Oh, no. In this, like, space above Beehive.
Really?
Yeah, I never was there. I don't know what... Yeah, I read about it in Pittsburgh.
Where? I don't know about that. But anyway, so we put on these shows. They're, like, variety shows, like, vaudevillian-style variety shows. We had, like, 18 acts, like, in a three-hour time period.
And it was fun.
And, yeah, they were fun. Like, you know, they were just, like... It was almost like we were trying to put on, like...
Talent show.
Saturday Night Live kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where, like, there'd be, like, skits in between the acts being performed and... It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of hard work and, you know, not much reward just by enjoying it and seeing people have a good time. That was really the only reward for doing it. So, like, when we were doing that, we were more a viable entity. Now we pretty much are just strong with this website, which gets a couple thousand hits a month just by rent. The only really way you know about it is, like, word-of-mouth kind of advertising. We've recently now started putting out a weekly publication that you could pick up, you know, places where you can kind of get cool stuff. It's just, like, a one-page kind of flyer that's got excuse me, I have two works of art from the website, two like poems or just writing samples from the website, and then the back would be like, because the biggest thing now is people could post their events. Like if you're a band that you're playing somewhere, you could post on the website, and then every week if you sign up to the website, it'll email you the events for the week, or you just periodically go back and just check see what's going on the next couple of days and show it there. Or you just pick up white papers and it's got like the whole week of like stuff to do pretty much every day for the whole week. So it's a pretty cool thing to just kind of have with you and just carry around. So if you see them hanging around somewhere, just pick one up. They say Imahem on them, and they have a little picture on them, and they have the date. And on the back of it, there's a bunch of listings of like shows and stuff. And most of them are all age shows. Some of them are 21 and up, but you can always usually find stuff to do not too far away. So it's kind of cool.
Like it's just Pittsburgh, or
It's not. I mean, because we're in Pittsburgh, that's what we're pushing. But there's people. There's international artists on the website. There's some people from England that have stuff on there.
Oh, I thought you meant the.
And the events are just in Pittsburgh.
Or very close by.
But people like the profiles could be from anyone. It's mostly Pittsburgh people though.
How do you decide whether or not to like someone's worthy of being poked? You know,
in the white papers.
Yeah.
Not
the white papers.
Just on the website.
Yeah.
It's really not moderated at all yet. Because we're just kind of we're trying to get as much as possible. Like, we're not at a stage yet where we could really edit and be like,
you're not cool.
You're not worthy enough. But for the white papers, it is. Like, we pick stuff that we like.
Yeah.
And for Magazino, Magazino is cool. It's just like a magazine that we're going to start putting out.
I didn't realize EMA related for the longest time.
Yeah, it's actually coming out. April 5th is actually our next show, too. It's going to be The Quiet Storm in Bloomfield.
Love that place.
It's just a little coffee shop. It's pretty cool. You should go check it out.
Really cool.
And we're putting on this huge galley event, of course. And
gala event? Is there 75 pizzas at this gala event?
Hopefully, but it's probably not going to be any pizzas. It's just going to be a lot of...
A lot of gala.
It's a coffee shop, but it's BYOB.
Which is cool. How do they legally do that?
Apparently, it's legal. It's illegal to sell alcohol without a license, but you can give it away.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, that's the thing. It's like,
as long as you don't know, it's okay.
Yeah, as long as you don't know they're minor, it's okay. It's weird because like restaurants, you're like the La Fiesta does that. You can walk in with like your own tequila and like order tacos and sit there and drinking it.
But in that situation, though, isn't it like you can only have an open alcohol container in like a private place or something?
I don't know.
You can't be walking down the street drinking.
Because at 18 you're allowed to transport, but none of it's open.
Right.
So it's all funny about whether it's open, public, private.
Public openness is just not a cool thing in this country.
Yeah. I don't know the alcohol laws, because I've never actually broken any of them, or gotten caught broken any of them.
Yeah, I don't know. So this is going to be this cool event. It's a Friday night, April 5th. I'm sure you have nothing else better to do, so you should check it out.
Spring break.
Yeah,
it's gonna be New York
City. Well, screw CMU. I don't care about that anyway.
I'm not spring break.
Yeah.
I'll be chilling. Cool.
Yeah. So.
I'll be there with bells on.
Awesome. We're releasing this magazine. It's gonna be like.
It's online.
60 or 70 pages.
Oh, I thought it was based online. Just because I am Magazino. That's the only thing I knew about.